else. And then, if you... Well, just don't go to the lavatory, that's all. Don't ask why. Just don't. It'll all be over in an hour, except for the oozing. Melissa was scribbling fast. Will they go runny? She said.
Very,
said Keith. This is inhuman, screeched Ratcatcher 2.
No, it's very human, said Keith. It's extremely human. There isn't a beast in the world that'd do it to another living thing, but your poisons do it to rats every day. Now, tell me about the rats in the cages.
Sweat was pouring down the deputy ratcatcher's face. He looked as if he, too, were caught in a trap.
See, ratcatchers have always caught rats alive for the rat pits, he moaned. It's a perk. Nothing wrong with it. Always done it. So we had to keep up a supply. So we bred them. Had to. No harm in feeding them dead rats from the rat pits. Everyone knows rats eat rats, if you leave out the green wobbly bit. And then...
Oh, there's a then, said Keith calmly.
Ron said if we bred rats from the rats that survived the pit, you know, the ones that dodged the dogs, well, we'd end up with bigger, better rats, see?
That's scientific, that is, said Ratcatcher 1.
What would be the point of that? Said Melissa. Well, miss, we thought
that, well, it's not exactly cheating to put really tough rats in among the others, see? Especially if the dog that's going in is a bit borderline. Where's the harm in that? Give us an edge, see, when it comes to betting. He thought...
You seem a bit confused about whose idea it was, said Keith.
His, said the ratcatchers together.
Mine, said a voice in Morris's head. He almost fell off his perch. What does not kill us makes us strong, said the voice of Spider. The strongest breed.
You mean, said Melissa, if they didn't have rat catchers here, they'd have fewer rats?
She paused, head on one side.
No, that's not right. It doesn't feel right. There's something else, something you haven't told us. Those rats in those cages are mad. Insane.
I'd be too, Morris thought, with this horrible voice in my head every hour of the day.
I'm going to throw up, said Ratcatcher 1. I am, I'm going to.
Don't, said Keith, watching Ratcatcher 2. You won't like it. Well, Mr. Deputy Ratcatcher?
Ask them what's in the other cellar, said Morris.
He said it fast. He could feel the voice of Spider try to stop his mouth moving even as the sentence came out.
What is in the other cellar, then? Said Keith.
Oh, just more stuff, old cages, stuff like that, said Ratcatcher 2.
What else? Said Morris.
Only the... That's where...
The Ratcatcher's mouth opened and shut, his eyes bulged.
Can't say, he said. There's nothing, yes, that's it. There's nothing in there, just the old cages. Oh, and plague. Don't go in there, 'cause there's plague. That's why you shouldn't go in there, see? Cause of the plague.
He's lying, said Melissa. No antidote for him.
I had to do it, Ratcatcher 2 moaned. You've got to do one to join the guild.
That's a guild secret, Ratcatcher 1 snapped at him. We don't give away guild secrets.
He stopped and clutched at his rumbling stomach.
What was it you had to do? Said Keith.
Make a rat king, Ratcatcher 2 burst out.
A rat king? Said Keith sharply. What's a rat king?
I, the man stuttered. Stop it! I don't want to...
Tears ran down his face.
I made a rat king! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! A rat king!
And it's still alive? Said Melissa.
Keith turned to her in amazement.
You know about these things? He said.
Of course. There's lots of stories about them. Rat kings are deadly evil. They...
Antidote! Antidote, please! Moaned the rat catcher too.
My stomach feels like there's rats running round in it.
You made a rat king, said Melissa.
Oh, dear. Well, we left the antidote in that little cellar you locked us up in. I should hurry if I was you.
Both of the men staggered to their feet. Ratcatcher 1 fell through the trapdoor. The other man landed on him, swearing, moaning, and, it had to be said, farting enormously. They made their way to the cellar.
Dangerous Bean's candle was still alight. Beside it was a fat twist of paper. The door was slammed behind the men,